Mistress Zara. I have told you of our encounter with the three ladies. We had recovered the book, The Seventh Mystery of Sheb Khan. Sure enough, after a day's worth of feverish translation, it had revealed its secrets. Our lich was once the sorcerer Azoran, who lived nearly 200 years ago. After collating this fact with his history, we knew the only logical place for his phylactery, Scar, the Dark Island. My companions were none too pleased to learn of this. Perhaps you have not heard of Scar, Mistress Zara. Only the foolhardy or very brave visit its shores, as its small surface teems with undead. At its center lies Skullpit, once a thriving city, until an undead plague struck it 50 years ago. Now it is quarantined. But Scar, when it lived, was Azoran's home. What better place to put his phylactery? Destroy that, and we will destroy the lich. We made it to Scar in 2 days, giving us barely 2 more to accomplish our mission and return to Scar before the three ladies' deadline. This also meant we had no time to gather intelligence about Scar, so we were going in with only rumor to guide us. Our only passage was on a large water people canoe, which arrived in the early afternoon. The family of water people with whom we sailed dropped us off on a gravelly shoal, then sped off as quickly as their oars could take them. I couldn't blame them. Steep rock hills rose above us and continued around the island as far as we could see. After ensuring that the book sat safely in my leather bag, I took a moment to gauge our surroundings as the others checked their own belongings. Dense thorn bushes grew 10 feet high here, spreading inland to the slopes of the hills. I looked up to the dark clouds hovering overhead, threatening rain but bringing only gloom. Elaine followed my gaze and said, "Not exactly inviting." "It's not supposed to be," Dania snapped. We both looked to her in shock. She frowned, adjusting her tunic and breeches. "I feel evil here. Deep, very strong."
"Good,"
Fremriana said quietly. Dania glared at her, and Fremriana returned a level gaze. "We are here to destroy a lich's phylactery. If you did not feel evil, I would be concerned." "You don't have to live with it," Dania replied. "It's like oil slipping over my skin all the time." I confessed to a certain amount of surprise at this point. Our group had never sniped at each other quite like this.
"Well," Elaine said, clapping his hands together, "let's get this party started, shall we? For Emriana?"
She nodded and directed her attention at the forest, if such a word can be used for such a sorry jumble of brambles. After a moment, she announced, "I can sense no life among these thorns. We should make our way to the top of the hill and survey the landscape. What we've seen so far fits the rumors. Perhaps what is said about the City of Bones is also true." This did not improve the party's mood, but we headed into the thorns. This was a fight in itself. The thorns picked and pulled at our clothes as though grabbing for us. After a few minutes, I feared this might be true and asked Dani about it, but she snapped back that she felt no enchantment. We began hacking away with our blades, but this slowed our progress too much for comfort. Finally, we bore with so many scratches I was afraid we'd emerge from the forest naked. But emerge we did, as the thorns gave way to low brambles and poisonous cacti that we now had to avoid. We wound a circuitous route up this increasingly gravelly hill. I began to pant with exertion, and soon even Elaine and Dania had joined me. Fremriana looked like she was on a Sunday stroll, as passive as ever, and I felt jealous. Suddenly she looked up and hissed, "Down!" We flattened ourselves as best we could, leaving behind small boulders and clusters of cacti. I followed Fremriana's gaze. 2 small objects crested the hill. They were small orbs of some kind, about the size of a man's torso. Each floated rapidly towards us, and soon I recognized them with horror. Each was a giant floating eyeball, complete with a flap of wrinkled skin, forming a kind of lashless eyelid. Their lids were wide open, though, and they split up, one of them sailing down the hill towards us. I panicked. There wasn't enough cover here to hide us completely. We would have to kill it in the air. I put my hands in front of me and muttered arcane words. I just heard Dania shout, "No, fool!" as a line of fire leapt from my fingers, through the air to arc into the eyeball. Like a waterskin shot with an arrow,
It exploded in a shower of mucus and leathery skin. I breathed a sigh of relief, but my companions turned on me with rage.
"And can you do that again before you rest?" Donia demanded.
"We need your spells when we get over that hill."
"No time to chat," Elaine said, pointing. "The other one's seen us."
I turned in horror just in time to see the other eye turn away from us and begin speeding up the hill. In a blur, Feremriana pulled her bow and let an arrow fly, then was on her feet with the arrow still in the air.
"After it!" she cried out to us.
Her arrow came up short.
We leapt to our feet and ran after the eyeball, dodging cacti and rocks, while it sailed unperturbed through the air.
Once, Feremriana stopped and fired another arrow, but it too missed. The eye disappeared over the hilltop, and we scrambled up over it. I pulled up dead.
We stood on the edge of a massive crater. A forest of dead trees stood between us and the white city at the bottom of the caldera. Twisted stone buildings rose into the air as though clawing at the heavens.
A knife whistled past me, and I turned in shock to Elaine, then towards the knife's trajectory. It sailed past the eyeball, which shot into the forest.
I heard a thud from next to me. Donia was on her knees, her eyes vacant. I dropped to my knees next to her and put out a questioning hand. Her eyes focused and she swatted my hand away.
"You did this!" she shouted. "You brought me here! It's worse than before! It's like something's trying to get into my mind!"
"What?" I asked. "What is it?"
"The presence. This is not simply evil. There's some intelligence. Oh, gods!"
Her eyes went so wide I thought she'd hurt them.
"The Lich," she said. "It's here, and it knows we're here, too."